The following is an initiation lecture given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on December 9th, 2012, in Phoenix, Mauritius.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Zagrajatam Sahagana Raghana Tanvitam Tam Zajivam Sadaitam Zavadutam Vrijana Sahidam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashat Yadeshatarine. So today is the most auspicious occasion, initiation ceremony. Why do we say that it is auspicious? It is auspicious because initiation means that the devotee is becoming initiated, is now giving up material life after having suffered for innumerable lifetimes in the 8,400,000 species. Sometimes a demigod, sometimes a germ, sometimes a human being, sometimes a bird, a fish, a plant, a beast. So many lifetimes suffering in this material existence. And now, by the grace of Guru and Krishna, Brahmanda Brahmite Khonna Vagya Brahmji, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beej. And now, by the combined mercy of Sri Guru and Krishna, that jiva has become most fortunate. Kaunya Bhagyavan Jeev. That jiva has now become most fortunate. Because that jiva is now escaping the cycle of birth and death and regaining his or her original position in the transcendental kingdom of God, where life is eternal, full of knowledge and bliss, where birth, death, old age, and disease are conspicuous by their absence. Prabhupada explains very nicely about this initiation. On the 5th of January 1974 in Los Angeles, he stated, "Deathlessness begins from the day of initiation. Adau Gurashvayam. As soon as you take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, your point of deathlessness begins immediately. And if you continue the advice and instruction of the spiritual master or the shastra, then you become deathless. No more death." So one may look at this quote from Prabhupada and say, well, he says, the instruction of the spiritual master or the shastra. So maybe I can forget about the guru and just follow the shastra. One could argue, you see. Oh, this is great. Here's a loophole. Prabhupada said, if you follow the spiritual master or the shastra, you become deathless. Well, I'll just follow the Shastra. But guess what the Shastra says? It says, I'll just follow the scribe Shastra. I don't need a guru. I'll just follow the Shastra. But what does the Shastra say? Ye me bhakti jana parata na me bhakti shtate janaha mad bhaktanam chi bhaktas te me bhakta tamamata. The Shastra says, Krishna states in the Adi Purana that, my dear son of Prita Arjuna, the one who is my devotee, na me bhaktas, he is not my devotee. But the devotee of my devotee, he is my devotee. So the point is, whether you follow the spiritual master or the Shastra, you must take initiation, because the Shastra also says, the Shastra will bring you to Krishna through the spirit, bring you back to the spiritual master. That's how you get to Krishna. So one who takes this initiation seriously, and note what Prabhupada says here, if you continue the advice and instruction of the spiritual master, that means you have to continue. It's not just, well, I'm initiated, now I'm saved. You understand? You have to take the spiritual master's orders as your life and soul. In the rest of your life, you must dutifully follow. Just like a chaste wife follows her husband, the chaste disciple always obeys his or her spiritual master. This is my Lord and Master. You see? So one who takes the spiritual master and humbly accepts the orders of the spiritual master as one's life and soul, for such a person, their moment of initiation means now they have entered into amrit, deathlessness. So it is a great joyous occasion that now a person who's been suffering for millions and billions of lifetimes is now becoming liberated from the cycle of birth and death. It is a great joyous occasion, initiation. And someone, a child is born, a raven being becomes very happy, but this is much more auspicious. Another child born into the material world is not a big deal. Every day so many cats and dogs are being born here also. Of course, a child is born into a family of devotees. That's auspicious. Because that child is getting the opportunity to become a devotee. But initiation is more auspicious, because that means that this person is taking the opportunity. See, being birth in a devotee family is not automatic liberation. Sometimes devotee children don't become devotees, you see. Even some of Prabhupada's children did not become devotees, you see. So even birth in a devotee family is not so auspicious. It can be, but it may not be, if one doesn't properly utilize the opportunity. But initiation, if properly taken, means liberation, you see. So this day is very, very auspicious day, initiation ceremony. Prabhupada always wanted that the 10 offenses would be discussed, mentioned in the ceremony, because the initiates vow to chant at least 16 rounds every day. But not only that, they must strive to give up the 10 offenses. Because one can go on chanting 16 rounds every day for millions of lifetimes and not go back to Godhead if they continue committing the offenses, the nama-aparadhas. So it's very important that one knows what these offenses are and knows how to avoid them. The first offense is to blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated their lives for propagating the holy name of the Lord. We have to always respect those who are preaching the glories of the holy name. Should never be blasphemous towards them. Two, to consider the names of the demigods like Lord Shiva or Lord Rama to be equal to or independent in the name of Lord Vishnu. We should never think that our Krishna is just another one of the gods. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. not Brahma, not Shiva, not Indra, not Ganesh, not Durga. You see, they're not the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Only Krishna. And his Vishnu-tattva expansion is like Balaram, Shringadev. You see, they are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Number three, to disobey the orders of the spiritual master. Four, to blaspheme the Vedic literature in the sense of the Vedic version. Six, to consider the glories of chanting Hare Krishna to be imagination. We should never think that this is some hype, that actually the chanting isn't that really that great, but we advertise it in a very pompous way to get people to chant. But that's not true. This glorification we give of the holy name is nothing compared to the actual glories of the holy name. We're not able to ever sufficiently glorify the holy name enough because its glories are unlimited. Number six, to give some interpretation of the holy name of the Lord. That means to, like the grand Sanskrit scholars, you know, Krishna means black, and black means ignorance, and ignorance, so Krishna means ignorance. Don't try to give some interpretation of the holy name. Take it according to the Acharyas. Take your understanding of the holy name according to the great Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas. Seven, to commit sinful activities on the strength of the holy name. Not that, well, by chanting I get free from my sins, so I can go out and do some more sinning now. I'll just chant some extra rounds to make up for it. Don't cheat. Eight, to consider the chanting of Hare Krishna to be one of the auspicious ritualistic activities offered in the Vedas as fruits of activities, karma kanda. Don't chant Hare Krishna to get a job. Don't chant some extra rounds for your kids so they can do good in school. That's using the holy name for material purpose. Don't do it. I've heard devotees doing that. Well, I'm chanting some extra rounds because my kids are taking their exams now. Don't do such nonsense things. You just make your kids study, that's all. Make them do their homework. Don't chant extra rounds so your kids can pass their exams. That's an offense against the holy name. Such kind of chanting is an offense. Don't do them. To instruct a faithless person about the glories of the holy name. Well, you have to be careful how you preach to people. If you preach to people in such a way that they commit offense, then that is your offense. So we want us to be intelligent when one preaches and speak according to the level of the audience. Doesn't mean we shouldn't preach. Lord Chaitanya's orders to preach to everyone. Especially now in the book distribution marathon, we want to give everyone in the whole country a book. We are meant to approach everyone, even Jagai and Madai. You know, the literal, I mean, I'm not saying literally Jagai, but those who are like Jagai and Madai. That's what I mean to say. So we're meant to approach everyone with a book, but we should do it very intelligently, in a very tactful way, so that people like it and they don't become offended. 10, to not have complete faith in the chanting of the holy name is to maintain material attachments even after understanding so many instructions on this matter. Well, you have to have faith in the name. It's a pretty simple thing. That only the name can save me, you see. My money won't save me. My title, you know, my college degree won't save me. My kids won't save me. My wife won't save me. My husband won't save me, you see. Even my guru can't save me if I don't take shelter of the name. I don't need to chant any rounds because I'm initiated, you see. That's a fallacy. It's like Christianity. Well, I accepted Jesus, so I'm saved. My father told me, I can do anything I want because I accepted Jesus. That's what he told me. Doesn't matter what I do because I accepted Jesus, I'm saved. This is cheating, you see. You have to put complete faith in the name and give up the material attachments, and then you become delivered. So these are the 10 offenses to be avoided. If our initiates will be very careful to avoid these 10 offenses, and they will strictly avoid the sinful activities, illicit sex, meeting, intoxication, gambling, and they only take prasadam, they will read Prabhupada's books regularly, then we can guarantee them that they will be living in immortality at every minute, even while they're here in their present body. They will already be living in immortality. That is the real meaning of initiation. Turn off all mobile phones. This is a mobile-free zone. Mobile phone-free zone here. No, every mobile phone must be turned off. So, we'll stop here and proceed with the initiation ceremony.